All right, I believe, as soon as I finish this little task, we can begin. Good afternoon, council come to order. Would you please call the roll, Carla?
Saltzman, Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Hales.
Here. And would you please read the two items together?
Mm-hmm. Item 924, consider the proposal of Legacy Health System and the recommendation from the hearings officer for approval to change the comprehensive plan map designation from industrial sanctuary to institutional campus and the zoning map designation from IG1, general industrial 1, to IRD, institutional residential, with a design overlay for property in the vicinity of North Kirby Avenue near North Stanton Street, LU13-146707, CPZC. Item 925, amend the comprehensive plan map designation and change zoning of property in the vicinity of North Kirby Avenue near North Stanton Street at the request of Legacy Health System, LU13-146707, CPZC.
Okay. Fritz.
You need to do that.
We will. Actually, I wanted to see if you had any opening comments, because I think we might be able to truncate this a bit. But should I first do our obligatory call for conflicts of interest and ex parte contacts? Do your introduction, and then I'll do that.
My opening dance number, and then we can
all right.
do that.
Dance fast.
Okay.
Highlight of these proceedings.
I'll do my best. As required by state law, I have several announcements to make about the kind of hearing we're holding today, the order of testimony, and the scope of testimony. First, this is an evidentiary hearing, which means that anyone may submit new evidence to the council in support of their arguments. What the council is considering today is the hearings officer's recommendation to approve a comprehensive plan map amendment and zone change. And the council will generally hears testimony in the following order. First, a staff report by BDS, then the applicant. Following the applicant, anyone who supports the applicant, if there's an opponent, then opponents may testify for 3 minutes each, and then the applicant has rebuttal. Since it appears to be only staff today, I suspect the only testimony we'll receive is the staff report. The council then closes the hearing and deliberates. In terms of submitting testimony, any letters or documents that anyone wants to become part of the record should be given to the council clerk after they testify. The testimony must be directed toward the applicable approval criteria, which the staff will identify as part of their report. Issues must be raised with specificity if anyone wants to raise issues in an appeal before the Land Use Board of Appeals. And particularly with respect to the applicant, if they want to raise any constitutional challenges to conditions of approval, they need to raise that issue here. And that concludes my opening statements.
Okay, thank you. Any conflicts of interest or ex parte contacts to report?
None.
Commissioner Fritz?
No, I have been at events with the wonderful leaders of Legacy Health System, but nobody has even attempted to talk to me about this one.
Good, okay. So let's have a brief staff report. And I don't believe we have anyone signed up to testify at all. Okay.
Mayor, I just want to note that in the excellent recommendation we have before us, it says that a prior public hearing was opened at 1:29 p.m. and closed at 1:47.
Wow.
I just want
all
you
right.
to know that you're on the clock.
We're working.
And I want to introduce Sylvia Cape from the Bureau of Development Services, who I know will have noticed this properly, so the lack of public attention is not for want of inviting same.
Thank you, Commissioner, and good afternoon, City Council. I will try to beat that time at the hearings officer's level, if you will allow me to. I am Sylvia Cate with the Bureau of Development Services, and I am the assigned planner for this review. Bob Haley is here representing PBOT. If anyone has any questions regarding transportation and Legacy's traffic engineer, Julia Kuhn from Kittleson and Associates, is also here if there are any questions. Legacy Emanuel recently purchased this parcel, which was owned by the City of Portland. It was used by the Bureau of Maintenance and is currently still being used by the Bureau of Maintenance for vehicle staging for repairs and maintenance. They are requesting to rezone this property to IRD. It's within Manuel's impact mitigation boundary. In 2003, the city actually requested to rezone this back to industrial in keeping with the use on this site. Now that Legacy controls the property, they are asking for the appropriate zoning so it will become part of their impact mitigation plan. And that will change the zoning map to appear like this. This is just a quick detail of the tax lot configuration of the parcel. And this shows you the relationship between the Bureau of Maintenance building, which is to the west, the blue block, and the parcel that is the subject for this review. I'm going to take us on a very quick virtual site tour. We're flying over the campus, obviously, with the subject site highlighted. And this is a photograph showing the existing conditions and use on the property. The hearings officer recommends to you approval for both requests. I would also like to note that it was an uncontested hearing and the neighborhood association is in support of this application. There is one condition, which is that Legacy has requested that the actual implementation date of the zone change is delayed and becomes effective on January 1st, 2015, which is when the current lease expires for the Bureau of Maintenance, and they will then vacate the property. I believe that concludes my report. If there are any questions.
Great. Thank you, Sylvia. Any questions?
I just have a question to Commissioner Fritz. Council previously took up the issue of what Legacy intends to do at that site, which is to build a state-of-the-art emergency room. And we had some discussions here about conditions under which we would sell the land and everything else. That's already part of the record, so we don't have to revisit that as part of this proceeding. Is that correct?
I'm not sure it's part of the record for this.
No, but the council already has a separate agreement and set of expectations for the development of this site. That would be independent of what we're doing today, correct?
Right, and that was when we had significant public testimony at least some public testimony about it.
So this would be the next step along the way to fulfilling the commitment they made to actually acquire, get it zoned, and then presumably build the emergency room that they have advertised.
This is the next step, yes. They are required to ask for this zone change in order to be able to get that done.
Okay.
And if I may, Commissioner, once Legacy does get that building designed, they will have to go through a design review process that's part of the requirements of their impact mitigation plan so that future development, when it's ripe, the public will have another opportunity to comment on it.
I don't know whether this constitutes a conflict, but I was at the Randall Children's Hospital recently. My son had surgery and on his eyes, and they have a very distinguished pediatric eye clinic. And they treat children's strabismus. And they have doctors that actually align children's eyes going behind the eyes in a non-invasive surgery. But you still have to go through all the bells and whistles. And the new Randall Children's facility is designed to be very family-friendly. So while I don't like generally to be in hospitals, it is actually a very wonderful experience to be in that particular place.
That's great. Okay. Other questions?
I just wanted to ask, since we're always in conversations about the absence of industrial land, I assume there was discussion of why it's okay for us to take some land out of the industrial category in this case?
Yes. That was one of the applicable criteria is to analyze that going from that industrial designation back to institutional.
And it's a small enough parcel that...
Yes, there are certain size requirements for parcels to even go through that process. This is well below the maximum size.
Yeah, and not practical to use for industrial purposes given what surrounds it. So,
correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And if I might have Bob Haley come forward as well, I have one question that's come up input that I've received, and that is about the burden to the intersections in the area, or that they're currently at the proper service range. Do they, are they going to meet the adequacy test for the purposes of the zone change?
This was probably one of the easier PDOT reviews for comp plan. Bob Haley, Portland Office of Transportation. The criteria for public services, including transportation facilities, in this particular case in the zoning code, says that if you're going from IG to IR and the site is within an approved impact mitigation plan area, then services are deemed adequate. End of story. No study required, no nothing.
Do we think they are, though?
I think in this one, because the IMP has the service criteria for transportation facilities, it's assumed that whatever Emmanuel builds on that site, the level of development either falls within the existing IMP that we've reviewed already, or if it exceeds what's already been approved, it'll have to go through either a Type 2 or a Type 3 amendment to that IMP to be approved.
So once the design and the parking and such are set, transportation may have an opportunity to go back in and ask for some more things?
Not if they build within the limits of their existing approved IMP.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's total floor area and those kind of things.
Correct.
In the IMP. Okay. Good. Other questions? If not, no one signed up to testify?
Correct. No one has signed up.
Therefore, we can close the public hearing and move to a motion.
Move to accept the hearings officer's recommendation.
Second.
I would note that the ordinance before you is a non-emergency ordinance, so you probably...
Ordinance is, but the but item 924 is acceptance of the hearings officer's report, right?
That's true. And that report is the foundation for the ordinance, which is why we recommend that they travel together.
Okay, so you want to make a tentative decision as usual and set it to come back?
Correct.
For 1 week in this
one
case?
1 week is fine.
Okay. Tentative decision with the ordinance and the findings to come back with the approved hearings officer's recommendation in 1 week. Any further discussion before we vote? Roll call.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
It's a bit of an anticlimax in some ways that this is a huge amount of staff work on both transportation and development services part to bring it to such a successful conclusion. I'm not sure I'm setting the standard of success as being a very, very short hearing, but it's certainly evidence that you've been able to work with the community and any concerns have been ironed out, and in particular that we on the council can rely on your good staff work that is implementing the previous decision. So thank you very much. Aye.
Fish?
Yes, thank you to the staff and Commissioner Fritz. This is really quite a week for Legacy Emmanuel. Dr. Brown received the highest award from the Urban League. Pamela Witherspoon, who's their government relations person, agreed to serve on the mayor's innovation fund. And the healthcare provider has pledged to invest over $200 million to create a new state-of-the-art ER for the Inner Northeast community at this site, which will be a huge win, not just the jobs, but the enhanced healthcare for Northeast Portland. So I am very proud today to move this process along and to vote aye.
Hales.
Yeah, great work and a good rationalization of two neighboring campuses with very different uses. Obviously, our maintenance facility is a major campus in and of itself right across the street. We still have adequate space there to rearrange things as needed, including getting equipment out from under vulnerable ramps as over time, but also that it makes sense to have this boundary between the campus of our workforce doing what they do at one set of hours each day and then the 24/7 operation of a hospital campus across the street. So good outcome, good process. Thank you for good work. Aye. And we're adjourned.
Thank you.